Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Have Gun Will Travel. Original air date is April 3rd, 1960, and the title is Shanghai is a Verb. Hope you enjoy.
You just don't go to the Barbary Coast. You make arrangements. I've made mine, and I hope it'll save Hey Boy's life. Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Come in, Hey Boy. The door's unlocked.
It's not Hey Boy, Mr. Paladin.
Oh, Miss Wong, good morning. Come in.
Good morning. I bring paper and coffee.
Thank you, Miss Wong. Why didn't Hey Boy bring them up?
Hey Boy's not come to work this morning.
What?
Hey Boy's not come to work this morning. It's Miss Wong's fault. We had a big argument last night.
You mean he didn't come to work just because you had an argument?
Maybe so. I don't know, Mr. Paladin. Miss Wong's very worried.
Why don't you sit down and try to take hold of yourself? There. Now, do you want to tell me about it?
Yes, sir. Hey, boy. All time say he going to marry Miss Wong someday, but he not see when. Mm-hmm. So last night, I tell him I wait no more.
Oh.
That I not want to see him again, ever. He was very angry. Walk away. Say nothing.
Uh-huh.
This morning, I see his uncle, and he says that Hey Boy not come home last night. Oh, Mr. Paladin, I'm very worried. Maybe something happened to him.
No, I wouldn't fret about it, Miss Wong. I'm sure he's all right.
Oh, Hey Boy, very angry.
I'll go talk to his uncle. Maybe he's heard from him by now.
You find him, Mr. Paladin. Please?
I'll try, Miss Wong.
This is the cold season. What do medical authorities say about the common cold? Doctors tell us there's no known drug which will cure a cold. There are effective medications for treating complications accompanying or following a cold. If you've been taking sensible precautions and still have one cold after another, it's best to see your doctor. And here's another important health tip. When you have a cold and need a laxative, that's the time to rely on Gentle X-Lax. Pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. X-Lax gets along with any cold remedies you may be taking, and X-Lax works where nature wants, in the lower tract, not the stomach. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset, no urgency or discomfort. Next morning, you're well on your way toward your normal regularity. So when you have a cold and need a laxative, take X-Lax, the laxative you can use with complete confidence. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. X-Lax.
My first stop in the dingy labyrinth of Chinatown was a curio shop owned by Hey Boy's uncle. He was visibly upset and had no further word from his nephew. I promised him that I would do everything I could to find him. There was one man in Chinatown who might have the answer, Chung Wu. For want of a better description, he was called the mayor of Chinatown, but he was much more than that. Head of the House of Chung in America, related through marriage to the Wang, Chang, and Fong families, president of the An Liang Tong. And just to keep his hand in, he ran the biggest fan tan parlor east of Canton. He was very important. and very difficult to see.
No! No! The Honorable Chong Wu is not in.
He is never out.
He sees no one.
He'll see me.
Keep your hand away from that panel.
And you keep your hand away from that knife.
How? How did you know?
I've been here before. You must be new.
You will put me to death by a thousand tortures.
Who visits this humble establishment?
Tis I, Chung, Paladin.
Ah, Paladin, my friend.
That's a mighty devoted watchdog you have there, Chung.
You must forgive him, my friend. He is new. But to him, all Americans look alike.
They do. Well, don't be hard on him. He was just doing his job.
Yes. Well, come in, Paladin. Come in.
Thank you.
Well, my friend, it is too long a time since you have graced these unworthy walls with your presence.
Much too long. May the oversight find forgiveness in your honorable heart.
My heart is too full of pleasure at seeing you once more to harbor an unkind thought. It quickens to know the reason for your visit.
I seek word of the boy who serves me at the hotel.
Yes. Kim Chang, the one you call Pay Boy?
The very one.
Why do you seek word of him here?
He's disappeared. I fear he's in trouble.
If he were in trouble, I would have heard.
I thought perhaps he might be in your establishment playing fantan.
Not that boy. Sometime I think he is not a true Chinese. He cares nothing for gambling. He thinks only of saving his money so that he can get married to this Miss Wang at your hotel.
But that's why he disappeared after she asked him when he intended to marry her.
Foolish girl. She has not yet learned how to hide the strings when she manipulates her mannequin.
Yeah. Well, if you were a Chinese boy and had a fight with your girl, where would you go?
If he were angry enough, our Incape would not have been strong enough for him.
You mean he went out and got drunk?
He might have. But if he did, he did not do it here.
Where then?
If I were an angry Chinese boy who did not care for gambling and wanted to get really drunk, I might end up in the Barbary Coast.
The Barbary Coast, that mean and ratty conglomeration of sheds and shanties, purveying entertainment and refreshment to sailors whose appetites are stranger than their tastes. Now, you just didn't go to the Barbary Coast. You made arrangements. I made mine at the Hack Line in Portsmouth Square.
Cab, sir. Right this way, sir. Cab, sir.
There you are, Harry.
Mr. Paladin.
I was hoping I'd find you free.
Yes, sir. Harry the Hack at your service, well and hager and able to do your bidding. Where'll it be, Mr. Paladin?
Harry, I want to find Ma Gertie.
Ma Gertie? Huh. Why, she's been lying low since the vigilantes closed her up last time. It won't be easy, Mr. Paladin.
But, it won't be impossible.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sound of them cartwheels is making it easier every minute.
And shall we go?
Yes, sir. Step right in. Yes, sir.
Tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston gives you real flavor, full rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The flavor comes right through to you. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
A modern filter? Sure, Winston has it. But that's only the beginning of a Winston. Up front, up where it really counts, Winston packs exclusive filter blend. Light, flavorful tobaccos, specially selected and specially processed for filter smoking. Filter blend. That's why it's fun to smoke Winston, America's best-selling filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Made the rounds of North Beach, stopping at a half dozen places before Harry the Hack found the right one. It was a saloon built out over the water on a pier and was called the Golden Fleece. I had a drink at the bar while Harry made arrangements.
She's here, all right.
Oh, where?
In the back room. Said she'd see you. She's waiting.
Thanks, Harry.
Well, Paladin, come in, come in.
Thanks. So, how have you been, Ma?
Paladin, I'd like it better if you called me Gertie.
All right, Gertie.
Sit down. Still as handsome as ever, huh?
You hear the vigilantes have been giving you a bad time.
Ah, the vigilantes. Why can't they leave an old woman alone?
Because if they did, that old woman would be running the city in 2 weeks.
So all I ask is to earn a living?
Yeah, I weep for you, Gertie.
That what you came here for? To cry over me?
No. I'm looking for a Chinese boy.
What makes you think he might be here?
Well, missing persons have a way of passing through your hands, Gertie.
You talk pure nonsense, Paladin.
Yeah, that may be, but I...
What are you doing?
What's this? Where'd you get this black silk coolie hat?
What coolie hat?
Stuffed behind this sofa pillow like someone's trying to hide it.
Well, now, Paladin, why'd anyone want to hide a thing like that?
I don't even know why a respectable lady like you would have a thing like this in her parlor. Unless it was dropped by its owner while he was being lowered unconscious through that trap door over there to a boat below.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, where is he, Gertie?
Where's who?
The owner of this cap.
Now, how would I?
This is Hay Boy's cap.
I've never heard of any Hay Boy.
Now, where is he, Ma?
You wouldn't harm me, Paladin.
If I had to.
Don't threaten me.
Where is he, Ma?
All right. I heard the Arabella Bishop was short some men.
Arabella Bishop?
The same. Clydeside clipper bound east for Liverpool round the Horn.
Did you sell Hay Boy to the Arabella Bishop?
You're too late, Paladin.
What do you mean?
Look out the window.
What?
The Arabella Bishop's weighed anchor, Paladin. She's already sailed.
The boy was shanghaied aboard the Arabella Bishop, and she was too far out in the bay for me to do anything about it. But if I couldn't intercept her by water, I could try to cut her off by land.
Well, yes, Mr. Paladin, I can beat her to the Presidio.
All right, Harry, let's go.
Here, pal. Get. What are you figuring on doing, Mr. Paladin?
Get that boy off the Arabella Bishop.
How? That tub's a sail.
There's a way.
You know who's master of the Arabella?
No.
Captain Ford. And I mean a cutthroat ain't been born to sail the seas.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
He ain't going to give up no crew hand to you without a fight.
I think he will. Gladly.
Yeah, keep trying, Nellie. Sorry, I can't push old Nellie any faster, Mr. Pelley.
That's all right. Once we get over Russian Hill, we'll coast all the way out to the Presidio.
And then what?
I have friends in the Army, Harry.
Yes, but for what you're aiming to do, you ought to have friends in the Navy.
Look back there.
Yes?
You see, the Arabella Bishop, just beyond Yerba Buena, she's in irons, no wind. Now, look out toward the Golden Gate.
Fog coming in.
Exactly. By the time the Arabella Bishop gets out to the gate on the tide, we'll be waiting for her in the fog.
We'll be waiting?
Now, Harry, you're not going to abandon me, are you?
No, no, only, how are we going to get out there? Walk?
One thing at a time, my good Harry. Well, now that we're over the hump of Russian Hill, let's make all speed to the Army sutler on the Presidio. The sutler on an army post. Good man to know. Not only does he control the supplies, but he also has more restricted information than the commanding officer. And John Harrington, sutler at the Presidio, was the best west of the Rockies.
Captain Paladin!
Hello, John. How are they treating you?
Oh, fine, fine. What brings you out here on this wet, misty afternoon?
I thought we might go fishing, my friend and I.
Fishing in this muck?
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to see your hand in front of your face by nightfall.
All the better for the kind of fish we're after.
Uh-huh.
John, When I was stationed out here, there was always a small sailboat or two moored in that little cove to the leeward of Fort Point.
That's right. There's a couple out there now. Catboat?
That's too small.
A cutter?
Yeah, that's more businesslike. I don't suppose anybody will be using them this afternoon.
In this weather?
Do you have a yellow flag somewhere?
A quarantine flag, eh?
Exactly.
I think so.
Good. I'd like to borrow it. And a burgee for the mainmast to look official.
All this for a fishing trip?
That's right.
What are you expecting to catch?
Well, why don't you close up the store and come along and see?
I think I will. This looks like something the man shouldn't miss.
Hear from your sister.
She's coming for a visit, and I dread it.
Martha!
With a nagging backache and muscular aches and pains I've had lately, I feel worn out.
Nobody feels very spry with that discomfort, so do something for relief.
But how?
Try Doane's pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
With A Company guidons flying from the main and mizzen peaks and the yellow quarantine flag flapping at the main truck, the little pleasure cutter Daphne looked official enough to fool anyone in the late afternoon in a heavy fog. And that's just the way it was when we finally pushed off into the Golden Gate. We didn't have too much trouble finding the Arabella Bishop. She was picking her way down the bay like a lonely cat.
Ahoy! Arabella Bishop! Ahoy!
Ahoy! Who are you?
U.S. Army cutter, Daphne. Heave to and prepare to be boarded.
What is your business?
Official inspection.
We got nothing to inspect.
We're carrying ballast and we ain't about to heave to less than a mile from the open sea. Sorry, Captain. Orders are orders.
Well, your papers seem to be in order, Captain Ford.
Of course they're in order. I don't understand all this tomfoolery.
Oh, by the way, I don't see any Chinese listed in your ship roster.
That's right.
No Chinese on your crew?
No.
No Chinese cook, nothing like that?
No.
Huh. Strange. You received information that you had a Chinese aboard.
Well, your informers were mistaken.
Well, I'm glad of that for your sake, Captain. This Chinese is supposed to be suffering from the bubonic plague.
The plague?
Yes. Our orders were to take him ashore and put him in quarantine. But, of course, since he's not a
boy. Just a minute. Oh, hi, sir. Those passengers.
Passengers, sir?
Oh, you numbskull. Those passengers you took aboard last night.
Oh, them passengers.
Yes. Was there a Chinese among them?
No, he's aboard, sir.
Well, break him out. Bring him on deck.
You better bring the other passengers, too.
Now, look here.
You heard me, bosun.
Hi, sir.
Passengers, huh? Ma Gertie said you were short-handed before you sailed.
The easiest farmer. She gets hers from both ends, huh?
No, Captain. She was a soul's discretion, protecting the good name of her clients until the very end.
She arrested again?
No. The end in this case is when I discovered a Chinese coolie cap under her sofa pillow. Now, really, Captain, your strong-armed boy should be more careful of the customer's personal property.
All right.
There we are. Three, four, five. You must have been short, Captain Ford.
Oh, Mr. Paladin.
Did he say Paladin? Why are you not the U.S. Army?
Hold it.
Don't you move, Captain Ford. You can see my friends and I have you well covered.
John.
Yes, Paladin?
Get hay boy over the side and aboard the Daffy.
Oh, maybe so. I help you here, Mr. Paladin.
Yeah, you've given me enough trouble already.
Oh, hay boy, no want to give trouble. I just walk down
the hill and... Oh, Harry, hay boy.
So,
oh,
you come.
You can tell us all about it, little girl.
Now, the rest of you passengers, is the last call. All ashore that's going ashore.
Hey, wait a minute, Paladin. I paid good money for those men.
Then I suggest you get a refund from Ma Gertie. Tell her the merchandise was spoiled.
Mr. Paladin.
What?
That Chinese boy. Did he really have the plague?
I don't know, Ford. If you're still alive when you reach Liverpool, I think you can assume that he didn't.
Mr. Paladin, I was not mad at all.
Hey, boy, in matters of this sort, I don't feel it's disloyalty to the weaker sex to stretch the truth. Now, Miss Long feels that it was her fault that you disappeared. Now,
but I was not mad at her. I just walked down by Bayshore for fresh air and someone hit me on the head.
Yes, we know that, hey, boy, but there's no harm in letting her think you were angry with her. See, you must be firm, hey, boy. Now, remember.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come in.
Hey, boy.
Yes, you want?
What happened to you? Where did you go? Mr. Wong, don't worry about me.
Oh.
Miss Wong.
Lisa.
The hay boy was shanghaied.
Shanghaied?
Yes.
Hey, boy, it serves you right.
Oh.
What are you going to Bobby Coast for? Maybe you get drunk and Mr. Wong, stay in your car on that. Hey, boy, you have no consideration for Chinese girl. Oh, why I ever listened.
Please, Apollo.
Yes, hey, boy.
You think maybe so you can catch up with Arabella Bishop?
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice cold Pepsi Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Sorry.
It's perfect for parties or picnics. So serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Hmm, still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable. Look smart. Keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
Gun Will Travel, created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Parrott and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun Will Travel by William N. Robeson. Featured in the cast were Edgar Barrier, Harry Bartell, Barney Phillips, Tim Graham, Charles Lung, and Virginia Christine. This is Hugh Douglas, inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.
A bandit demands a medical miracle at gunpoint. Gunsmoke follows on the CBS.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to OTRWesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.